Over the past few months, Newcastle experienced a rapid ascent under the guidance of the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, marking a new era for the club. However, their progress has hit a roadblock this season. Despite initial optimism, Eddie Howe's team finds itself stuck in the middle of the Premier League standings, with aspirations for their first significant trophy looking increasingly distant. In a season where the Premier League's financial regulations have tightened, Newcastle has felt the squeeze more than most. Unlike the early days of Manchester City's transformation under Abu Dhabi's investment, Newcastle's spending has been constrained by profit and sustainability rules, despite their substantial wealth injection from the Gulf. Even though they secured a Champions League spot for the first time in two decades, Newcastle had to carefully navigate financial boundaries, having splurged over £250 million in the initial transfer windows under new ownership. Darren Eales, the chief executive, has hinted at the possibility of offloading key players to reinvest in the squad come summer, with Bruno Guimarães and Alexander Isak among the names linked with potential departures. Compounding their financial challenges, Newcastle has seen little return on their hefty transfer expenditures, notably the acquisition of Sandro Tonali, who received an 8-month ban for betting offenses shortly after joining. Injuries have also plagued the squad, with major signings like Harvey Barnes spending prolonged periods on the sidelines alongside other key players such as Nick Pope and Callum Wilson. The team's season took a nosedive during a grueling festive period, marked by a string of defeats across various competitions, leading to an early exit from the Champions League and a disappointing League Cup campaign. Cup competitions have brought little solace, with Newcastle faltering against top-tier opponents despite some early promising results against Manchester City and Manchester United. Looking ahead, Newcastle faces additional challenges with the departure of sporting director Dan Ashworth, who is set to join Manchester United. This raises questions about the club's future transfer strategies, a concern echoed by Eddie Howe amidst rumors of Jose Mourinho eyeing a managerial return, potentially unsettling the current setup. While Howe has earned admiration from Newcastle supporters for steering the team clear of relegation worries and into the top echelons of the Premier League, doubts linger about his ability to deliver the silverware desired by the club's ambitious new owners from Saudi Arabia. Rumors of Mourinho's interest only add to the uncertainty surrounding the managerial position, suggesting a potentially turbulent period ahead for Newcastle United as they navigate the complexities of their evolving ownership and sporting ambitions. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.